Radio.
I've always been struck by the simplicity of that story that we just heard of the Annunciation. There's so much drama in the story, but the story is told in such a straightforward and direct way that the drama seems to take a second seat to the reality of what's actually occurring in the situation. It's as if the drama draws back so as to highlight the magnificence of the mystery of the Incarnation. A young girl is visited with astonishing news, and she accepts willingly. God's love visits the earth, and the process of redemption goes into warp speed the moment that Mary says yes. Mary says yes to the process, seemingly convinced that Gabriel's message, "The Lord is with you," was really the only thing that mattered to her. Yes, she was probably fearful and probably greatly troubled by what this angel had told her. And that fear would not simply disappear when the messenger assured her, "Do not be afraid, Mary," because this would only be the beginning for Mary, the young girl, who would be turned into the woman of faith in her relationship with Jesus. Mary is, to be sure, our model of acceptance and invitation to faithfully respond to the word of God in our lives. Mary's discerning response to Gabriel's announcement models for us, I think, our acceptance of God's invitations in our unique lives and circumstances as well. But are we ready? Are we fit for the task? Do we deserve to be in that position? And how will it work out? These and many similar questions, all of which focus on us, really pale into comparison to the recognition and the response of the one who calls us. We need, I think, like Mary, to focus not on ourselves, but on God who calls us. And that makes all the difference in the world. How could Mary, a teenager, respond adequately to the wondrous message she hears as she goes about the daily routines of her life? Gabriel's "The Lord is with you" is the key to this passage, I think, because that is really all that matters. The carrying out of God's call is not due to any strength that Mary possesses of herself, as grand as that may be. And as with Mary, our call is to recognition, to recognise that God is indeed with each one of us, and to trust in that, despite what we see as our failings or our hesitations that we may have. Ultimately, the carrying out of an invitation like the Annunciation depends only on the yes she said in response to Gabriel. She said to Gabriel, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Because the rest is up to God. And that's clearly the most important point of the Annunciation story and any call or announcement that reaches our hearts as well.
Radio.org.au